Welcome to the Florida Roundup this week on WLRN. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Hudson.
You're a hypocrite, hitman!
Protesters at Miami's government center this week continuing the public pressure on Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez after his decision a week ago to comply with federal immigration detentions. President Trump threatened to pull federal funding to local governments, any local governments, that provided sanctuary to undocumented immigrants. In a letter to county corrections leaders, Mayor Jimenez directed the county jails to follow federal immigration detention requests. This is Deputy Mayor Russell Benford explaining the mayoral decision on Local 10's This Week in South Florida.
Mayor Jimenez has made a decision that he will follow the laws of this country. And at this time, we feel the detainer requests are legal.
But the mayor's order does not sit well with some commissioners. Daniela Levine Cava represents South Dade County. She wants a commission vote on whether the county should detain undocumented immigrants.
We are a county of immigrants, so we need to signal we are going to take care of our people, not only those who could be caught up in the dragnet, but also our entire community that could be at risk when people out of fear might avoid cooperating with our law enforcement.
And Commission Chairman Esteban Bovo wants a special board meeting in 2 weeks. He's asked for it. So should the county allow President Trump's edict, follow it, and hold undocumented immigrants? Miami-Dade is not a sanctuary city or a sanctuary county. Should it be officially? What's at stake if Miami-Dade doesn't detain undocumented immigrants? We begin with immigration, the presidential executive order, and Miami-Dade County in South Florida. For that fact, you can join the conversation throughout the region toll-free on the telephone 800-743-9576. 800-743-WLRN is the telephone number. Also find us on social media, Facebook, and on Twitter. Sergio Bustos is the senior editor for Politico. He joins us in studio. Nancy Ankrum is the Miami Herald's editorial page editor. She joins us from our WLRN Miami Herald studios in Doral. And Tim Padgett is WLRN's America's correspondent. Thanks to all three of you for being here. And we say hello to Chairman Esteban Bovo, the chairman of the Miami-Dade County Commission. Chairman, welcome back to the Florida Roundup. How many commissioners have supported your call for a special meeting so far? Commissioner, can you hear us, sir?
I can hear you.
Great. How many commissioners have supported your call for the meeting?
My understanding is that, including mine, we have a total of 6 signatures now for the meeting. We need 7.
You need 7. So all anticipation is 2 weeks from today, you will have a special meeting of the Miami-Dade County Commission. Is that fair to say?
I think it's reasonable to think that on the 17th, we will have a meeting on this issue.
And the agenda will be this item regarding the county detention of undocumented immigrants. Is that right?
I think there'll be one question, and it'll center around the mayor's directive, which goes counter to a board directive that was handed down in 2013.
Yeah, that 2013 ordinance, essentially, directive, had the commission voting to stop honoring federal immigration detention requests. That was now 4 years ago. Did Mayor Jimenez wrongly just overturn unilaterally that decision with his action?
Well, you know, obviously that's probably a question for legal scholars to opine on. The action in 2013 was not driven by a thought process that we just don't want to comply or we want to go counter to federal directive. It was driven basically by a budget situation. We were cutting a lot of programs, and the decision was made to a determination of either do we save the boot camp program, which many commissioners were very fond of, and we had seen very positive effects for first-time offenders going into that program, or continue the detention program, which was not getting reimbursed by with federal dollars. And the decision at that moment was to, suspend the detention because we weren't getting reimbursed.
Nancy Ankrum, the editorial page editor with the Miami Herald, with us from our studios in Doral. What's at stake for the county here, Nancy?
Well, I think what's at stake is its image as a welcoming, immigrant-rich community. Also, though, Mayor Jimenez is nothing else, he is practical. And the loss of money, the potential to lose money, and let's be clear, I don't think this is something that a president can just order. I don't think that this decision flows through the Oval Office.
Meaning the president can't just cancel a check that's made out to Miami-Dade County.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But there is the loss of funding. Now, Commissioner Bovo is right. The feds were not paying for the detained undocumented immigrants. And so the county was really, really letting the people who had been arrested for, say, shoplifting or driving without a license, letting them go, which made a heck of a lot of sense, because you are otherwise, rending families. You are preventing people who are actually working from doing so. Yes, they are here illegally, but they are basically trying to make their way. So that, too, is at stake here.
Tim Padgett, what are the legal arguments that are at stake here in terms of the mayor's letter a week ago essentially saying that the county jails will comply?
This is one of the big mysteries of this whole episode. Most legal experts you talk to can't understand why, and in fact, they kind of characterize it as him panicking because of the $300 million at stake. But they can't understand why he so precipitously made this move when everything legally indicates to him and his advisors, I would think, that he didn't have to do anything. There's a principle that lawyers like to, the term they use is the anti-commandeering principle, which means the federal government, and this is a bedrock constitutional principle, the federal government cannot compel state or local governments to enforce federal laws.
10th Amendment, I believe, is what
exactly.
This is.
And so really, the mayor would have been on solid legal ground if he had just kept silent and done nothing, as most municipal and state governments in this country are doing at this point.
Commissioner Bovo, let me ask you, were you consulted at all before Mayor Jimenez released his letter?
No.
It came to a surprise for you?
My weaning process in local politics is I've always dealt with governments that had strong format mayor governments. In Hialeah, for example, the mayor was the executive director. And so I wasn't surprised by him taking executive action because I thought perhaps is in his purview to go ahead and do it. So therefore, I don't think he needed to consult with me in order to do it.
Is it action you support?
I think for the most part, I don't have an issue if the federal government is going to reimburse us for the action. You know, I had taken issue with this moniker of sanctuary city or sanctuary county. I never really had a grasp of what that really meant when you're a sanctuary community. You know, I believe that if you are here illegally, and then on top of being here illegally, you're going to commit a crime, there is going to be a reaction. Now, obviously, some petty crime, running a stop sign or something like that, should not get immigration landing on your front lawn. But if someone is now committing a felony, it's clear to me that this practice of holding somebody for a 48-hour period of time pending an INS, either come get them or some sort of action from INS, I don't find that to be offensive. And many in my community don't find that to be offensive.
But Chairman Bovo, just quickly, have you seen any indication? I mean, you make a good point, but have you seen any indication at all from the White House that they are willing to reimburse the county for these detentions if we do comply?
Well, that's part of what I hope that we're going to be debating on the 17th, if we have enough members to come to the meeting. Is that in essence, there was a clear action by the commission based on information we had at that moment. Now, if that information has changed, if there is a guarantee that we're going to be reimbursed for that process, I would think the board would have no problem, reversing its action that they did because of a budgetary situation. And, on the issue of funding, and I think here's where we kind of get nervous as county officials. It's not so much the $355 million that we receive now in funding. There's an appropriations process at the federal level, and yes, the president may or may not veto items, but there is an appropriation process that involves our congressmen and senators. Where we feel that we want to be very careful moving forward is, A, We're just now coming to get a better understanding, if I could say it that way, of a new administration. And more importantly, we have a significant transportation ask, infrastructure ask that we want of the federal government, which we don't want to put in jeopardy.
Nancy Ankrum with the Herald, what are you hearing from Commissioner Bovo, especially in regards to his concerns about the relationship that the county may have with the new administration as it looks for transportation dollars to untangle the transportation issues in Dade?
Right. I do believe that commissioners and the mayor are taking a longer view, and that there are the county and federal funding are it's very dependent upon federal funding, and traffic, which will benefit, relieving traffic, which will benefit the many millions who traverse our roads, indeed have to be a priority.
Sergio Bustos, let me bring you in here. This issue of sanctuary cities is at the heart of the president's executive order. It was at the center of Mayor Jimenez's letter. The idea of Miami-Dade being a sanctuary county has been rejected, that it is not a sanctuary county. What is there an agreed upon definition of what a sanctuary municipality is?
I think it's whatever President Donald Trump tweets is a sanctuary city or county. And I think there's two key words here that I thought were interesting, what the chairman said and what Tim said. Tim used the word panic, I believe, and the chairman, I think rightfully so, nervous. And I think that's what people are trying to figure out, at least in public officials, and my sympathy toward them all, because whether you're the CEO of Lockheed Martin or the CEO of Boeing, being told by the president of the United States that, you know, your prices are too high, or, hey, get rid of these sanctuary cities, you know, you want the tweet that Donald Trump, President Trump, sent out after the mayor did this. He said, Miami-Dade mayor, drop sanctuary policy. Right decision, strong exclamation point. That sanctuary policy, it really wasn't a sanctuary policy.
Right. So there was nothing to drop, per se.
But again, you want to be on the right side of that tweet from Trump, because right now, all these politicians and company, you know, big CEOs are walking on political eggshells trying to figure out this new president.
But Nancy, there's a lot of other cities and states and counties that are not peeling back from official sanctuary policies.
Absolutely. They are standing up, and they do look very strong, and really are firing one over the president's bow. I do want to add that I think it is the Justice Department, and this was under Obama's administration, does have Miami on a list of cities that, even if they are not, if they have not officially declared themselves sanctuary cities, they are acting as such, and Miami's name is on that list.
So, and Commissioner Bovo, when the mayor, Mayor Jimenez, writes in his letter that Miami-Dade County Police will not, quote, actively question or seek out anyone's immigration status, end quote, does that, in your mind, Chairman, qualify Miami-Dade as a sanctuary county?
No, I think it's clear that our police officers today are already asked to do more than what they ever intended to do, and to now throw upon them this idea that they have to also act as immigration officers, I think is quite honestly crazy. I think it is clear, if this is a federal mandate, if this is a federal directive, then the federal government needs to put, you know, its money where its mouth is. We've always fought in local governments. We fight unfunded mandates on a continual basis. This is not brand new.
But if the mayor says that county police will not actively ask about an immigration status of a perpetrator or a suspect they're talking, is that providing sanctuary if they happen to be undocumented?
Well, I don't know what that definition is. I don't think it is. I don't think police officers across the country pulling over folks and the first thing or one of the things that they're asking them is whether they're legal or not legal. I just don't see that happening.
Tom, can I weigh in?
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Sure.
Yeah, it has not been a matter of police officers pulling people over for a primary offense and then asking their immigration status, or it should not be that. The immigration status comes out once that person has been arrested and taken to jail. There is just a standard background checking that everybody who ends up in, you know, in the slammer goes through. And that is where it often comes out that someone is here illegally. And from that point on, the jails have decided, jailers decide whether to send this further to the FBI, which will send it to, say, INS and Border Patrol, or not to do that.
And it's all but been decided in states like Arizona, for example, that this really comes down to that local or state municipality's discretion. Again, we go back to the anti-commandeering principle. It may be up to the local government or the state to do this, but the federal government cannot compel them to do that. And that's where a lot of legal experts believe the panic factor came in with Mayor Jimenez.
Talking about immigration, President Trump and South Florida, 800-743-9576 is the telephone. Join us live here on this Friday afternoon, 800-743-WLRN on Twitter, at WLRN, and on Facebook. The chairman of the Miami-Dade County Commission, Esteban Bovo, is with us still on the telephone. You have called for the special meeting 2 weeks from today. It looks like you'll find the support in order to convene that special meeting. Have you developed the central question that that meeting is going to address, Commissioner?
Well, I think two of my colleagues, Commissioner Heyman and Commissioner Cava, have already either put on the record or have communicated with the mayor's office questions that I believe will be part of what we're going to cover. I don't recall exactly the questions that Commissioner Cava had asked, but I also know that Commissioner Heyman has been working actually from our board probably exclusively on this issue, this term of sanctuary city. I hope to try to keep the conversation directed to the mayor's directive. What I don't want to do, and I've said this on many occasions, I do not want to turn the dais into a circus of, you know, condemning the Trump administration and going after the Obama administration. To me, it's not important right now. What we need to do is hone in on this directive.
Right, and that directive was to direct county jails, corrections officials, to detain undocumented immigrants.
Correct, and that's what I'd like the conversation to be about.
And so would the central question be, does the county commission, as the elected body of the county of Miami-Dade County, endorse that mayoral policy, or will it reverse the mayoral policy?
And I think it pretty much simply comes down to that. It's yay or nay, and you know, I would imagine that we'll have a lot of folks that are going to come in, and then we'll perhaps have many hours of testimony. But at the end of the day, I think that's the central question that the commission has to basically wrangle with.
You want to tip your hand at all, Chairman?
You know, it's hard to say. If all 13 of us are there, I would think that they will endorse the mayor's position. But those that watch the county know it's about counting votes and how many folks are actually in their seat at the time of counting those votes.
At the end of the day, Chairman, how much money are you actually talking about in terms of dollars that you or that the county would like to be reimbursed for detaining these undocumented immigrants?
You know, I've been trying to get a number, and it seems to be a constantly moving number. The last number that I've been hearing is that it costs something like per detainee $200 to the county. So there lies, you know, is this $52,000? Is this $120,000? It all depends on how it's calculated. But it's not a budget breaking number in accordance to our budget situation today. But it was in 2013 when we were literally trying to save boot camp. So, you know, I don't know, honestly, if this is a budget situation today, and it probably isn't. And that may also impact the way the discussion goes as far as the mayor's directive.
Commissioner Esteban Bovo is the chairman of the Miami-Dade County Commission, calling for a special meeting on the mayoral directive for the county correction staff to detain undocumented immigrants after President Trump's executive order from last week. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time today on the Florida Roundup. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you to all of you.
Want to get to a phone call here in Deerfield, where Jason is joining the Florida Roundup. Jason, welcome to the program. Go ahead. Your thoughts, your question.
Yes, hi. My question and thought is this. A while back, there was a big push for LBG community, equal rights, all that. And basically there was a presidential mandate that required judges and county clerks to continue processing marriage licenses, even though it goes against their personal beliefs. And there was actually at least one that I can think of that was actually detained. It was actually a high-profile kind of thing where she ended up in jail for not processing marriage licenses.
This was, I believe that was in the state of Kentucky, and it was before the Supreme Court ruling.
Correct. So how is this any different where, this is a presidential mandate? If we don't follow it, are there not consequences that follow through, just like a presidential mandate to accept the LGBT community? I personally don't believe that that should have been accepted, but hey, as a country, we decided that. We have to do it. If you don't get on board, there's consequences. Well, likewise, this is a presidential mandate, and, if we as a county, well, I'm in Broward, but you know what I mean, as a state or a county, if we don't get on board, there's consequences. I mean, we have to, just as like we follow presidential Obama mandate, have to follow presidential Trump mandate.
We got it, Jason, from Deerfield, posing that question. Sergio, you want to take a stab?
Yeah, I think, the caller brings up an interesting point. The issue here is, it's as we talked about earlier, it's not clear how do you define a sanctuary municipality, city, county, and then what funds would be at stake? Because it's unclear there. I would add that what this is causing is it's causing state legislatures, including the one in Tallahassee, to do the same thing. There's two of them, two lawmakers that are already offering they're going to draft legislation. And one of them, just like the caller said, is going to impose, quote, consequences, according to the Herald's report. And they're looking at financial penalties. So again, all this, the details of all this has got to be worked out. And I think to the caller's point, I understand that. But if you don't know exactly what you're supposed to, how do you define a sanctuary city, then how do you carry out whatever, quote, mandate it is?
Right. Nancy, on one hand, equating gay marriage and some of the directives that were happening, there was a legal definition of marriage that was being challenged in many states, including here in the state of Florida. There is no agreed upon ordinance or legislative legal definition of a sanctuary city and what is required to become a sanctuary city or to not become one or not be considered one under the law.
Exactly. It has become a broad term that elected officials have used to signal that they will not automatically turn over undocumented immigrants who fall into, say, law enforcement's hands. But it's also a label that our mayor, Mayor Jimenez, has run from, has shunned, and he has declared this is not a sanctuary city. But you then have to add whatever that is.
Yeah, and I think Jason raises a really excellent question, and I think one of the distinctions that perhaps we can throw out is in these two cases is that in on the one hand, here in Miami-Dade County, we're dealing with a presidential order, whereas with gay marriage, for example, we were dealing with a Supreme Court order.
Eventually,
and I think those
are
two different cases. And that's why, for example, the case of Kim Davis up in Kentucky was different than what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. 800-743-9576. Continuing the conversation here. Week two of the Trump administration. Plenty to talk about as it relates, certainly, to South Florida. That's Tim Padgett. He covers the Americas for us here at WLRN. Sergio Bustos is a senior editor at Politico. He's with us, as well as Nancy Ankrum, who is the editorial page editor with our partner, the Miami Herald, talking about immigration, talking about activism. We have certainly seen that pick up in the last 2 weeks. Marches in Bayside, marches at airports, marches at government offices. Did you take part in the Women's March, for instance? Will you be protesting this week in Palm Beach County when President Trump visits? Join the conversation now. Call us 800-743-9576 as the Florida Roundup continues after this.